Mowgli Holmes has spent the past 3.5 years working to trace and decode the genetic history of marijuana, but he's doing that with an eye to the future.
We're moving forward with mapping what genes control what traits so that we can start breeding new medically targeted plants and help other breeders breed the commercial and medical plants that they need.
Already, his Portland-based company, Phylos Bioscience, has developed a tool that can examine and identify cannabis strains using genetic analysis.
By offering this genetic identity test, we're giving the industry the ability to say, okay, here's what I have, here's where it is on the map, here's how it's related to other things. If you come back to me again, you can get the exact same thing, and you might even be able to get the exact same thing from someone else. Pretty soon we're going to roll out a digital license that will allow people to transfer that certainty to their customers and let their customers put it on the Phylos Galaxy and indicate that they have it, pass the license on to their customers so that there's some rationality finally in the supply chain.
While this allows breeders and growers to maintain a higher level of quality control, it is also a tool that could be used by manufacturers to identify and defend their brands. Rick Doblin, like Holmes, is a board member of the Open Cannabis Project, which wants to designate and protect long-established varieties of cannabis as generics.
The Open Cannabis Project is doing genomic analysis of different strains and then trying to put them in the public domain, because there will be efforts to patent different kinds of strains. And if you can end up showing that something that's in the public domain is already pretty similar to strains that somebody would patent, it helps keep the cost of medicine down by making it difficult for people to actually patent strains, because they'll be similar generic sources.
Doblin fully expects that some patented products will be developed and sold, but that they will be only a small part of the larger cannabis marketplace.
For-profit pharmaceutical companies are going to be trying to work with isolated cannabinoids in different combinations in non-smoking delivery systems so that they can get patented products. That's important, and there may very well be certain illnesses, certain kind of conditions for which isolated cannabinoids in different combinations actually do better than smoking, vaporizing, or eating. Maybe.
And Doblin predicts those patented products will have to compete with generic cannabis strains that are far less expensive.
In Israel, for example, where they have legal production, they're able to produce high-potency trim buds for somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 60 cents a gram, you know, $14 an ounce. So when you start looking at what the different for-profit companies charge, those are very expensive compared to what people can get through the plant. So if you can have a low-cost generic plant, it just puts a brake on what prices can be charged. So I think it's very important from a point of view of public health and public expenditure.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.